add muscle, build metabolism, destroy fat. Okay, you're talking to a friend that you have not seen for a while, just shooting the breeze and catching up when all of a sudden you hear him say, I just started a new exercise program, and I am doing cardio 6 times per week to burn the fat, and I lift in the gym 3 times per week to firm up. You nod your head in an affirmative gesture, end the conversation, and go on with your day. You return to work after your lunch break and overhear 2 ladies in an adjacent cubicle saying, yeah, I just started working out again, but I am just focusing on cardio for now to burn the fat, and then when I reach my goal, I will start with the weights. Many of us have heard statements such as these and many more. Those that make them have the very best of intentions, but the very worst of factual information. Today, I want to give you some facts that will change your approach to fitness and ultimately point you in the right direction for whatever your fitness goals may be. Must-have natural metabolism elixirs. Number 1, resistance training. For those of you already involved with resistance training, congratulations. For those of you who are either not doing it or putting it off till, quote, I have lost some initial weight, unquote, please consider the following physiological processes of fat burning. Resistance training is the nuts and bolts to building muscle. Muscle is a metabolically active tissue, meaning that it is the tissue that is constantly burning calories and fat. Consider that resistance training is the only way to maintain a level of lean muscle tissue that will help you in your fat burning quest. Second elixir, proper cardio and resistance training balance. The goal will vary for everyone depending on fitness levels, goals, age, gender, and so forth. A few rules of thumb that might help you. A. If your goal is weight loss, you want to start with a 50-50 split between cardiovascular exercise and weight training. For example, cardiovascular activities on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and weight training activities on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. B. If your goal is muscle gain, you want to start with the scale swayed towards more weight training days. So you might go for 4 to 5 days even of weights and only 2 days of cardio. In reality, this particular setup can burn just as much and in some cases more weight loss than the regime listed under letter A. C. If your goal is weight maintenance, typically weight training 3 to 4 days per week with 2 to 3 days of cardio injected on your non-weight training days will suffice. 3. Muscle building nutrition. How many of you go to the gym, do your workout, and then lie to yourself with some of the following excuses? I work out so that I can eat what I want to. Or, I work out so hard that my body can handle some of the junk food that I consume frequently. Or, I am not making progress in the gym, so it must be my workout. Completely turning a blind eye to your poor and sucky nutrition. The truth is that nutrition is 80% of the fat loss battle, whereas a gym is only around 20%. Yes, you need to work out and work out hard. But how can you expect your body to build muscle and burn fat if you are giving it crap food every day? The math does not add up, and that is why there are so many frustrated, plateau-stricken, ever-persistent gym people going out of their way to never get over that last fat hump. The bottom line. We all have certain beliefs and perspectives about resistance training that may or may not help us in our fitness goals. I am speaking to some people in particular. Number one, those wishing to shed body fat. And 2, those only participating in cardiovascular exercise. And three, those who have viewed resistance training as a guy thing, or those who have been turned off by massive bodybuilding men and women thinking that they will look like them if they participate in a sensible resistance training program. Resistance training consistently beats cardiovascular exercise when it comes to burning fat and maintaining healthy body fat levels. If you truly want your body to become a fat-burning machine, please do away with those worn-out and tired myths and consider the aforementioned points in this article. Become a believer as your fat melts away and you maintain the lean, muscular, and sexy body that you have always wanted. Life is good, my friends. We'll talk to you in a bit.